在这里看到大家。
I was just thinking after we sang that song, we're really going to have to start praising God more.
真的是当我们在刚才唱到那首赞美耶稣的时候，我心里一直在想，我们真的是需要更多的赞美他。
You see, that's for practice.
因为这个是我们是在练习。
Because when we get to heaven, we're going to be doing a lot of praising.
因为当我们到了天堂的那一天的时候，我们很多时候是在赞美的。
And for some of us, it may take 10,000 years to get used to it.
有可能对于我们当中某些人来说，需要花一万年才能习惯。
So why don't we begin to praise the Lord?
所以还是现在就开始操练吧。
We're going to go over something this morning.
我们今天要来谈一些事情。
We're going to remember.
我们今天是要纪念。
This is what actually, Paul told us that Christ said.
这是保罗告诉我们说，基督是这样讲的。
And because this is the season we are going to have communion, today we want to look into this a little further.
我们今天也要领圣餐，而且很快就要进入到复活节了，所以我们今天要特别来学习一下这一段圣经。
Now my first slide, as they bring it up, it says in the same way.
第一章我们看到哥林多前书十一章二十五到二十六节。第一章幻灯篇。下一章有经节的那一章。
I'm always too fast for slides.
我总是讲的比投影片要快一些。
It said in the same way after supper he took the cup.
饭后也照样拿起杯来。
Now he said remember this.
这个之前哈，这个保罗说要记得。
This cup means something.
说这个杯是有意义的。
It is the new covenant in my blood.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
Up to that very night, they were still killing a lamb for Passover.
要记得在那一夜之前，他们每一次的逾越节都是要杀一只羊羔的。
But he is introducing something to them that they can't quite grasp.
但是在这里，基督为他们给他们介绍了一个新的概念，是他们难以接受的。
He said, "In this cup,"
他说在这个杯里
"is the new covenant in my blood."
是用我的血。
They didn't understand that.
这个当时他们听不懂。
But we do.
但是我们现在能够明白。
We recognize in this is the new covenant. No more lambs have to be killed.
这个就是所谓的新约。
No more sacrifices had to be made.
不需要再献祭，不需要再杀了羊羔才能让神喜悦。
He gave himself, his blood. And whenever you drink it, he said, in remembrance of me.
耶稣把他自己的血献出来给我们，然后他说：“你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
So it means that we shove out the cares of the world.
就是当我们领这个杯的时候，我们把这个世上一切的挂虑都放下。
We shut out the business ideas in our head.
把我们头脑里那些做生意的那些想法都先拿掉。
We focus on one thing, remembering.
那个时候，我们只专注在一件事上，就是要纪念。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup.You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
因为他说，你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
You see, Paul puts a little phrase at the end.
这后面这一句是保罗加的。
Until he comes.
只等到他来。
He's telling us he's coming back.
也就是说，他一直在告诉我们，耶稣是要再来的。
He sort of pushes it in a little. See, that's the way the Word of God is.
就好像神的话就总是这样，他要放一个东西在那里，一直提醒你。
So let's for a moment look at this that Jesus did.
那我们再来看一下耶稣到底做了什么呢
？Now I'm not going to Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
我不会把这个四福音书都走一遍的。
Those are things that actually history has proven.
因为历史已经证明那些记载都是正确的。
Secular history said that he died on the cross.
甚至连这个不是教会的。
Secular history said that they say he rose from the grave.
非教会的历史学家也承认说他死在十字架上，也听说他复活了。
Sister Schwartz, that's history.
那所以你可能跟我说这不过是历史而已啦。
But let's go back further.
那我们就再回更久一点以前。
That's why I so appreciate the Old Testament.
这也是为什么我特别喜欢旧约的缘故。
Because it takes us back to some of the foundation.
因为它会把我们带回到最基础的东西上。
So if we can go on to the next one, I'm going to take Isaiah the 53rd chapter.
如果我们看到以赛亚书第五十三章的时候，
Now that is not in the New Testament.
当然这个以赛亚书不是在新约里的。
That is in the Old Testament.
以赛亚书是在旧约里。
Probably written some 2800 years ago.
大概是2800年以前写成的。
Long, long before there was a Roman Empire.
那是在罗马帝国成立很早很早之前。
Long before there was a Greek Empire.
也是在希腊这个王国很早之前。
Long before there were the Persians and the Medes great empire.
或者是波西或者是那个米甸人都是在他们比他们都还更早。
It was actually even a little bit before the Babylonian Empire.
甚至是在巴比伦王国之前。
That's going back in history.
就是我们一直要回到历史更早更早的时候。
Now Isaiah was a very interesting man.
以赛亚是一个很有意思的人。
Isaiah was a man that saw how unclean he was.
以赛亚是自己亲自看到了他是一个多么不洁净的人。
He found out in church, in the temple.
他是在那个时候的教会，就是那个时候的圣殿里发现的。
He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
他说我看到主高高的坐在宝座上。
And immediately there was something inside that said, I am a man of unclean lips.
然后他立刻的。
Living among a people of unclean lips.
他第一个反应就是说我是嘴唇不洁的人，我住在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
And it says there that the angel of the Lord, one of the angels of the Lord, took a coal and put it on his lips.
然后那个时候圣经记载告诉我们说这个神的天使。
And purified.
拿了炭火。放在他的嘴唇上，然后使他的这个舌头得到洁净。
God had a tremendous purpose for Isaiah.
神对以赛亚的生命有一个很特别的计划。
Let me tell you, friends, when He cleanses us, He has a tremendous purpose for us.
所以我告诉你朋友们，当神洁净我们的时候，他也对我们的生活有一个特别的计划。
Isaiah became a tremendous prophet.
以赛亚成了一个非常著名的先知。
He told them the things that would happen not too long in the future.
以赛亚向当时的人预言了将要发生，就是很快就要发生的事情。
And then he told us things that's going to happen in the end time.
但他同时也预言了那个将要在末世的时候发生的事情。
Remember, we have a God that knows the ending from the beginning to the beginning.
你要记得我们的这位神是从头到尾他知道历史一切的神。
So in the midst of this 53rd chapter, he begins to look and he said, you know, he is going to be despised and rejected.
所以在这个53章的时候他就写到说有一个人他要被人欺压。
This one that's going to be born of a virgin.
他要生在被一个童女所生。
He's going to be a counselor, a wonderful, he's going to be everything we need.
他是我们需要的这个保惠师，需要我们的这个测试，他是我们所需要的一切。
So the Jewish people took that when this son is born, we're going to conquer the nations.
所以这个犹太人就把这个记在心里说知道这个人出生的时候我们将要征服这个全地。
But they didn't go back in Isaiah's book.
但是他们并没有回到以赛亚书仔细的看。
And there he said, this one is going to be despised and rejected by man.
他被藐视被人厌弃。
He said, he went on to say, he's despised and rejected. I'm a little confused because I'm not sure that's the right one.
这一页不是那个。
I won't worry.
应该是 A.
Whatever comes up.
A. 对了。
Okay. So we see then he's despised and rejected by man.
他被藐视。
I can go to the New Testament and I can read that.
我可以到了新约里，我可以读到他是怎么样的被人藐视、被人厌弃的。
But I can even go further back 3,000 years to when the Psalms was written, and it said, "I became a reproach unto them when they looked upon me; they shook their head."
或者我可以回到诗篇，诗篇写的时间更早。他说我被他们欺压，然后。
So even the psalmist David, God began to put these things in his.
诗篇一百零九篇二十五章
二十五节，
讲到我受他们的羞辱，他们看见我便摇头。
That's why he said,
"Search
the scriptures, will find it."
所以这也是耶稣为什么说你的你这个阅读圣经你就会发现我。
The next phrase was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
下一个经节讲到多受痛苦，常经忧
患。It wasn't just on the cross.
不仅仅是在十字架上。
Jesus had many griefs in his life.
耶稣在他的一生中经历了很多痛苦。
You know, I wonder sometimes if Mary didn't put a little grief in his heart.
我在想是不是也许他的甚至他的母亲玛利亚都会让他心里有能够感受到痛苦。
Martha came first, and when Jesus said, "Your brother shall arise," she had an idea. Yes, in the resurrection, he'll arise.
当这个拉撒路死了的时候，马大去找他去找耶稣的时候，耶稣说他会复活。那马大以为是说在这个大家都复活的时候，拉撒路会复活。
But Mary, when Jesus came after her brother died, she didn't come to look for him.
那对，可是那个这个妹妹玛利亚在这个她的兄弟拉撒路死的时候，她甚至都没有亲自去找耶稣。
If you would think anybody would have the faith to look up, it was Mary who sat at his feet.
你本来以为说如果有人有信心对耶稣有信心的话，难道不应该是那个坐在耶稣脚前听到的玛利亚吗？
I believe that may have brought a stab of grief to his heart.
我相信就是玛利亚的这个做法会让耶稣的心里也感到痛苦。
As he got closer to his resurrection, and there he stood, stood or sat, looking over Jerusalem.
当他就是临近到受难日的时候，他站在那里看耶路撒冷的时候。
And I believe he groaned in his spirit.
我相信他也是灵魂里感到痛苦。
If you would have only let me take care.
他那个时候发出感叹说：“耶路撒冷。”
You'd only let me be like a hen that.Gathered her chickens under.
多愿意你聚集在我的这个羽荫下，让我像母鸡保护小鸡那样保护你。
But you would not.
可是你却不肯。
And then the next phrase we see in Isaiah as God was unloading this to his heart, and we hid as it were our face from him.
然后我们继续看以赛亚书五十三章，神在不断地告诉我们关于耶稣的事情，就看到说他好像被人掩面不看一样。
And here we see in the prophecy, he was opposed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
在这里我们读到说他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
He opened not his mouth.
他没有开口为自己辩解。
So we see it prophesies this. He was despised is the next phrase.
下一个境界就告诉我们说他被人蔑视。
And we did not esteem him.
他被人藐视。
Talking about the children of Israel.
我们也不尊重他，这里就讲到以色列人。
But David,
这个话是
3,000 years before.
在诗篇，大卫在3000年
之前。In a tremendous revelation from God.
从神得了启示。
Wrote Psalm 22.
写下了诗篇22章。
And in there, he vividly shows us the death of Jesus Christ.
在这里，他为我们非常清楚地描述了这个耶稣受死的景象。
But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, despised of the people. All that they see me laugh me to scorn.
但我是虫不是人被众人羞辱
Isn't that what
被百姓藐视凡看见我的都耻笑我
prophesied 3,000 years
大卫在三千年前就预言了耶稣在受死时候的景象
He was despised and they did not esteem him They shot out their lip
他被人藐视
They shook their heads saying He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him Let him deliver him
他们嘲笑他说他不是相信神吗那就让神来救他吧。
Those are some of the, almost the very words that the Pharisees and those that hate him at the foot of the cross was revealed to David 3,000 years before.
那些在钉死他的人那些在下面嘲笑他的人那些法利赛人在当时所说的话三千年前大卫王就已经预言了。
Surely he has borne our grief and he carried our sorrows.Is what Isaiah wrote.
以赛亚说，以赛亚书说他担负我们的痛苦，背负我们的忧患。
And then David came back 3,000 years and said, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint." How does that happen?
那
comes all of his bones out of joint.
When
they placed him on that cross.
When
they nailed those nails in his hands to secure him. Then they lifted him up and threw that cross in the ground.
Which
jerked every bone in the body of those who were crucified.
这个被钉十架的人, 这个全身的骨节, 关节都,
Do you ever get anything out of joint and feel that soreness or that hurt?
你什么时候有没有过脱臼的经验?
Or a pain in your arm or leg?
或者是这个,
Just think what it would be like for every joint in our body to be pulled out of place.
那你能想象你全身的每一个骨节都这样被脱了节吗?
My heart is like wax, it is melting in the midst of me.
我心在我里面如蜡融化。
So you see, on the cross, there was this suffering. His heart was getting weak. His, you know, just looking at all of this, the endurance of it. This was not a God in the, it was God in the flesh. A God that felt those nails. That felt the sword in his side.
能够体会到这个那些荆棘刺在他的肉上。
Then we go on to see, he read on to say, Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. And there on the cross,
以赛亚书继续告诉我们, 他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦。
The psalmist said, My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of the earth.
那诗篇继续说, 我的精力枯干如同瓦片, 我的舌头贴在我牙床上, 他将我安置在死地的尘土中。
As we go forward, we look in the New Testament and we see he thirsted.
我们再看到新约里的记载, 耶稣在十架上说, 我渴了。
He said, For surely he will bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. And Psalm said, For dogs have compassed me.
他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦, 诗篇中说, 犬类围着我。
The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me.
恶党环绕我。
They pierce my hands.
他们扎了我的手。
And my feet.
我的脚。
I may tell all my bones that look and stare upon me.
我的骨头我都能数过。
They parted my garments among them and cast lots.
他们瞪着眼看我, 他们分我的外衣, 为我的里衣沾灸。
This was in David's time, 3,000 years ago.
你要记得这是在基督来之前3000年大卫所写的诗篇。
He vividly describes something that wasn't even done in those days.
大卫在这里面非常形象地描述了他们在那个时候完全没有不存在这个钉十架的这个景象。
Actually, crucifixion was not done until after 700 years after Isaiah wrote.
这个钉十架的这个刑罚是在以赛亚之后700年才被发明出来的。
And yet they said he will be crucified, not even knowing what crucified meant.
所以当这个以赛亚书里面记载着说他要被钉的时候, 他们甚至都不明白这个所谓钉在十字架上是什么意义。
Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
我们却以为他受刑罚被神击打苦待了。
The very first verse of that psalm that David wrote, or the psalmist wrote, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
诗篇22章第一节，大卫说道：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
For those of you that think you can still sin and still make it to heaven, God could not even look on sin on his son.
你知不知道你身上如果带着罪恶的话你以为你还能进天堂吗? 当神的儿子自己身上有罪恶的时候, 神都要掩面不看他。
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
但是他却是为我们的罪恶受刑罚。
And we see in Isaiah 50th chapter, a little later, or before that, I gave my back to those who struck me.
那在以赛亚书50章里面, 他提到说, 我把我的背给了那些击打我的人。
And my cheeks to those who plucked out my beard.
人打我的背, 我任他打, 人把我腋颊的胡须, 我任由他拔。
I did not hide my face.
人辱我吐我, 我并不掩面。
He was wounded for my sins.
他为我们的过犯受害。
No question. It's been in print for 2,800 years.
我们不没有不能质疑，这个已经是在2800年之前就写下来的。
Again, we use that one. He was wounded for our transgression. Then they spit in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palm of their hand.
那当我们看到说他为我们的过犯受害的时候，在马太福音里记载着，他们就吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也有用手掌打他的。
Wounded for my sin.
他所受的伤害，所受的这个刑罚是为了我的罪的缘故。
He was bruised for our iniquity.
他为我们的罪孽压伤。
Now we see when he came, he said to the Father, "Into thy hands I commit my spirit." Thou hast redeemed me, O God.
他说：“我将我的灵魂交在你手里，耶和华诚实的神啊，你救赎了我。”
When I think of this, as I want to remember,
当我在思想这个时候，当我想纪念的时候
，It's not just the sorrow of a man.
这不仅仅是一个人的痛苦。
This is the sorrow of a man.That some 4,000 years ago was to be the seed of the woman.
这个是在四千年前就记载了这个将要成为女人的后裔的这一个人的。
He was to be the innocent sacrifice. Is that lamb was an innocent sacrifice when they gave when Adam killed or God killed them and put it on them for a covering.
就好像在亚当犯罪的时候。神杀了一个动物来遮盖他们的这个羞耻的时候，耶稣他也要为我们的这个罪孽和羞耻被杀害来遮盖我们。
The chastisement, the beating for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Romans 5 says, much more than being now justified by his blood,We shall be saved from wrath through him.
罗马书五章九到十节说，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
So he's telling us that in the day of punishment, we shall be in judgment. Now a lot of things that happen in this world is not the truly judgment for the whole world. But God said there's going to come a time when there's a judgment for the whole world.
这个世上有很多事情在发生是神的这个审判但不是一个这个全地的审判当有一天的时候神会来审判全地
For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God, we came back to God, we became his children. And listen, let me tell you something. We are not sinners. And when these preachers tell you we're sinners, remind them of Paul at the Corinthian Church. He called them saints.
那么，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神。
And when he would write to the churches, he would call them saints.
我们不再被称为罪人，就像保罗在写给哥林多的书信里面提到，我们是
圣徒。I myself feel like it's throwing something in God's face.When we who are washed in the blood still think of ourselves as sinners.
所以当我们已经被神的宝被耶稣的宝血洗净的时候，我们还要称自己为罪人，实际上是在得罪了神。
That's a cop out.
因为这个是好像是在。
If I can still say I'm a sinner, then I can go on sinning.
因为我们好像说我们还是罪人，我们就可以
平安的继续去犯罪。And every night I can get down and ask God to forgive me.
然后我再回来到神面前来请求他
的赦免。When Paul said and they said to him, "Then we can sin," he said.Oh no! Definitely not.
当人们这样认为的时候，保罗就对他们说：“不，不是这样的。”
So remember, he was the stripes that healed us. We are healed.
要记得，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们已经被医治了。
And we see Isaiah ended up with this.
我们可以看到以赛亚书是这样结束的。
All, that's everybody.
我们所有的。
Like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Okay, I've only got the first part of my. I only have three more parts.
我刚才是讲第一部分，后面还有三个部分。
But as in much as we have got to get to the communion.
但是不会很长。
I'll make them fast. We need now to remember, but we need now to look inside.
我们当我们记这个在纪念的时候，我们要看到我们自己的
内心。Paul talked about it was going to be a time of examination.
因为这将是我们。
As we take this cup, Lord, look at me.
当我们拿起这个杯
的时候，求神说：“What am I doing with my life?
神，你来检查我，
我
的生命是怎样的，我的生活是怎样的。
Am I striving for your holiness?
我们有没有在寻求你的圣洁
？Do we put Jesus first?
我们有没有把耶稣放在我们生命的第一位
？Then we should look around us.
然后我们再看看我们的周围
，Because you see, the bread was one piece that he got.
你要记得当时耶稣拿的是一个整个的面包然后他把它掰开
He talks about the body of Christ
他当时在讲的是这个耶稣的身体
So it seems like when I find Jesus and I become a part of the child of God I become a part of a larger group
所以当我们
And that's God's children
我们找到神的时候我们不是说单独一个人我们成了一个群体当中的一个就是神的子民当中的一位
We need to love one another
我们需要彼此相爱
Stop looking at each other's faults
不要再盯着别人的错误看
The Lord knows each one of us have enough of our own
神知道我们每个人都有自己的毛病
Why do we grumble over every little thing?
我们为什么一点点小事就总是发怨言呢
See, we have to lookAnd understand that my brother and sister is a relationship that is greater than my brother and sister in the blood.
我们要记得我们在主里的这个弟兄姐妹的关系比我们血缘上的弟兄姐妹的关系更亲近。
The relationship of brother and sister in the blood ends at the grave.
因为在血缘上的这个亲戚关系到死亡的时候就已经结束了。
But the relationship of the children of God and the family of God goes on forever and ever.
但是在神家里这个互为弟兄姐妹的关系是永远的是存到永远的。
So if you don't like me, you'll have to find another place in heaven.
所以如果你要不喜欢我的话你可能就得在天堂里另找个地方了。
So that's why he said you better like me.
所以这也是他为什么说你还是最好喜欢我。
I talk too long.
我可能话很多。
I talk too much.
然后也说得很长。
You say I can't stand her.
你可能会说我受不了。
Look over my faults.
那你最好就忽略一下我的毛病。
This is what he's saying.
这个就是保罗在说的。
And the last thing that he wants us to do is to look ahead.
那然后保罗希望我们就是向前看。
We are in the season. We do not know the day nor hour.
我们现在在所在的就是这个末世的时候，虽然
我们不知道时间具体时间。But Jesus sat at the temple and said, "This temple is going to be destroyed."
但是耶稣当他坐在圣殿里的时候
，In 40 years, a little less than 40 years, it was destroyed.
说这个圣殿将要被毁，而在他说这话之后
But he went on because they said, "Father, when would it be, Jesus? When will it be when you come back and the end of the world?"
这个事情就发生了，但那门徒就问他说：“那你回来的时候，还有世界末日的时候是什么样子呢？”
And he began to list different things that we've had all along.
那这个时候，耶稣就开始举了一些例子，那就是我们现在所经历的很多事情。
We've always had earthquakes, volcanoes,
多有地震、火山爆发、
floods,
洪水、
diseases,
还有疾病传播、饥荒。
I don't know if the world's ever been without a war somewhere.
战争或者战争的风声，我们所处的这个时代从来就没有在。
But Jesus clarifies himself.
但是耶稣又有一个清楚的解释。
He finally said to them, "Do you see that fig tree over there?"
他跟他们说，你们看到无花果树了吗
？He said, "You know, when you see leaves on that and flowers, you know that spring is come."
他说：“你看到无花果树发芽的时候，要开始开花的时候，你认识四季，你知道说春天就要来了。”
And he said, "When those that see these things like a birth pang, in other words, beginning and getting worse and worse in the world, that's the generation that will see the coming of the Lord.
他就说同样的，就是看到这些事情发生，而且会越来越严重，就好像这个生产的阵痛一样，越来越痛的时候，这一代人就会看到主耶稣的再来。
And that's just where we are today.
这就是我们。
I looked up volcanoes, or rather earthquakes.
我有看关于地震的报道。
Always, and they have scales. They've kept them for a long time, and they have it in heaven. And suddenly, when it come here to about, I don't know what it was, 209 to something, they began to leap. They began to jump.
他有就是有记录以来，他们一直会记载这个震级的这个强烈程度。
And they're getting worse.
到从二零大概从2009年开始、这个。
The fear has gripped the scientists. It said sooner or later, and maybe sooner.The West Coast is going to have a tremendous earthquake and a tsunami. Now that's the scientists.
这几个强度就会就是从2009年开始有这种跳跃性的就越来越强，以至于这个科学家们很担心说，很快也可能西海岸就会有一个大地震造成海啸。
Today we're getting very fearful of asteroids.
然后我们现在的人也非常担心这个陨石的
撞击。We have different places that watches for them. There was one in Europe that shot down one.Small one, I guess it was.
那大家很担心，所以世界各地的国家都在观测。那在欧洲的时候，他们甚至打下来一个很比较小的陨石。
But lately, there's been 5 of them that's just passing.
那最近大概有五个这样擦身而过离地球。
War.
战争。
Everywhere.
一直不断的发生。
Rumors of war. Korea.
战争或者战争的这个。
Eastern Europe,
风声，东欧，北朝鲜。
South and as far as the Mideast.
当然，中东就更不用说了。
So he's saying us look forward, children.
所以神告诉我们说要警醒。
Don't know, one of these days, I'm going to break the bread and eat and drink the cup in your presence.
他告诉我们，将来会有一天，他会在我们面前来一起分这个饼。
Now I gave you all these prophecies in the Old Testament.
我刚才给你读到了关于旧约里的这些预言。
When Jesus came, one time he said to the Pharisees, "If you knew your scripture, you would have known my coming." And you can see that.
那有一次他跟法利赛人耶稣跟法利赛人说的时候就跟他们说如果你们真的知道这个圣经的话你就会知道我是从哪里来的
But in Revelations he said
但是在启示录里耶稣也说
If you look for my coming not in Revelation in the word in the New Testament he said if you're watching for my coming
那在这个福音书里
you get a crown
耶稣告诉我们说你要是警醒预备我的再来的话，你就有荣耀的冠冕为你存留。
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友。
She comes every once in a while.
她有的时候来看我。
No, mom, you know, I know she's coming. You know, she's coming.
我知道她有的时候就是会来。
But I have one that I haven't seen for a long time.
但是有一个我很久都没有见到了。
And I begin to look for that friend.
就因为很久了，就心里就开始惦记。
I prepare my house. I prepare my meal.
就开始想说他什么时候会来呢？然后就开始这个预备我的房
间。I'm thinking about it.
在想说他来了给他做什么，我就开始惦记。
That's looking for a friend.
这就是在等待一个朋友的来临。
Maybe you heard that Jesus is coming.
也许你也听说过耶稣还要再来。
Maybe you're saying, "I believe he's coming."
而且你甚至会说，我相信他是会来。
Someday he's coming.
他总有一天会来的。
But you're not really looking.
但是你却没有心里有这个预备，有这个惦记。
And you know there's going to be many that'll be lost, just like the Pharisees were.
你知道，就会有些人在这个当中就迷失了，就像法利赛人一样。
Because they're going to say,
因为他们会说
，they're going to say, I look without. In other words, they're going to say that it's nothing to it.
就他们会说。这有什么呀？这不是啊。
They didn't bother to look.
他们没有费心去研究。
Oh, that God would help us.
愿神帮助我们。
I am really confused on the time. Is that right?
No, it should be 11. They hadn't changed that clock yet.
So how did I get back to 11? I thought I saw 11:15. Oh, that messed me up. That's why I went so fast.
Right now it's 11. Anyway,
I can preach for longer. No, no.
我反正可以一直讲，没有了。
I could preach on the second coming, I think, all morning.
我可以一直讲，给你讲耶稣再来的事情。
Because I'm looking for it.
因为我心里真的是满是盼望。
I'm studying His Word.
我在学他的话语。
I'm reinforcing my faith by looking back at what He said, and it's coming true today.
当我看到他之前所说的话，然后看到这些话一一实现的时候，我的心里的信心得到了很大的增强。
All these Old Testament that He mentioned, they came true.
在旧约里所说的那些，一个一个的都实现了。
It's going to come true that He's coming back.
那同样的，他要回来的预言也将要实现。
I'm deeply grateful for that.
我非常感恩。
I'm trusting that the Lord will help us to see it.
我相信主会帮助我们能够看得到。
It truly is heavy on my heart.
因为我的心真的是很有负担。
Because you see, about a year ago, God called me.
大概一年多前。
I believe to be a watchman.
神呼召我成为一个守望的人。
And I've been studying to bring. Why?
所以我在一直的在学习。
Because Isaiah talks about the watchman.
因为以赛亚书里也提到这个守望的人，就是这些牧师们。
Those that proclaim and try to keep you safe.
要维护这个羊群，要警醒，要提醒。
He said, "If you don't warn them, I'm going to put their sins on. You're going to be accountable for their blood."
因为神说，如果你们不提醒众人的话，他们的罪孽要归在你
的身上。I surely don't want to get to heaven and see all the faces of those.I'd rather see that they're not there and recognize it's because I didn't warn you.
我真的不愿意当我去天堂的那一天的时候看不到你们当中有些人的脸是因为我的缘故我没有提醒你。
But he says, once I warn you,
但是神也说如果我
尽忠职守 then it's lifted off of me.
我警告你
I've been warning in China.
所以我在中国也是传讲这样的信息我在这里也不断地提醒
大家 I've been warning on Facebook.
我在我的这个脸书上也不断的提醒
Friends, he is coming.
朋友们耶稣要再来了
It may not be this week or this year.
可能不是这个星期甚至不是今年
But we that are sitting here are in the season of the coming of the Lord.
坐在这里的人是正处在他要来的这个时期
And you know what a soldier would say?
你知道一个士兵会怎么说吗
Straighten up and walk right.
说那个挺直了，好好走。
That's what I'd like to say to you.
这也是我今天想跟大家说的话。
Get rid of these petty things that are keeping you from having God in your life.
把那些不重要的事情撇下，让那些阻拦你。
Dig deeper to find Him.
继续的挖掘，真的是
找到他。Get rid of some of these things that say, you say, "Oh, that's just me. That's my way. I always talk to people that way." No.
那些你自己的说我的脾气，我的习惯，把它放下。你是神的儿女。
So I tell us today.
所以我今天要告诉大家
Straighten up.
打起精神来好好的
For Jesus is coming.
因为耶稣要再来了
And he's coming in his time frame soon.
他在他的这个时间点里他已经很快就要来了
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家
Have you bowed our heads?
我们一起来低头
We're going to take the...Communion in a minute, but let's take this time to search our hearts.
我们低头来寻找我们的内心。
I think you know if God is pleased with you.
我想你心里知道神是不是喜悦你。
I think you know how much you hunger and thirst after righteousness.
我想你自己知道自己对公义到底有多渴望。
I think you know how much you obey God.
你知道你是不是完全的顺服了神。
I think you know if he come tomorrow.
我想你也知道如果他明天就来的话你会发生什么样的事情
Father, as we bow our hearts this morning,
天父我们在你面前屈膝
You know the sincerity of the word
你知道这个你的话语我们知道你的话语的真实你也知道我们心里到底有多真实你了解我们每一个人
You even know the hairs on their head
你甚至知道我们头上的头发有多少根
Oh, that God the Holy Spirit would help us to beHonest with ourselves.
神啊，圣灵真的是帮助我们可以诚实的面对自己。
To begin to realize that when we have hurt others, we've hurt you.
当我们能够认识到说我们在伤害别人的时候，我们是伤害了你。
Lord, that our love must be for you.
主，让我们的爱是全然给你的。
Father, we need your help this morning.
天父，我们今天早上在这里需要你的帮助。
I wish somebody could play the piano for me, David, please, or whoever.
明的。
And we're going to just take a few minutes. I thank God ordained that tremendous clock up there.
花几分钟的时间。
And we're going to take time to examine ourselves. Do you even believe in God?
来检验我们的内心。
Do you know for sure?
真的相信神吗？我们心里有那个缺陷吗？
If not, ask Him to help you too.
如果没有的话，就求他来帮助你。
Oh God, help us.
神啊，求你帮助我们。
Thank you.